You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. Looking at Dalet, Chaf Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf, Chapter 4, Paragraph 20. Elisha ben Avuya, interesting character, we'll talk about in a minute. Elisha ben Avuya Omer, Halamid Yala Lamahu Domeh, Le Dio Kesuva Al Niyar Chadash, Ve Halamid Zakein Lamahu Domeh, Le Dio Kesuva On the Yarmachuk. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ish Kfar Habavli, Omer Halomid Menakatanam Lamaho Dome. Laochal Anavim Kehos Veshose Yain Migito. Balomid Min Hazikanim Lamaho Dome Laochal Anavim Beshulos Veshose Yain Yashan. Rabbi Omer Altestalka Vakankan Elad Bemashe Yeshbo Yeshkan Kan Chadash Male Yashan Vyashan Shafilo Chadash Ainbo. So a lot of different phrases here, a lot of different things here. Let's analyze them one by one. With the notes and the commentary, the translation. Elisha ben Avuya says, who was Elisha ben Avuya? He was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva and the teacher of Rabbi Meir. He eventually went astray, abandoned the life of Torah, after which he became known as Acher, literally the other one, Sichagiga 14b. This teaching of his was recorded while he was still one of the rabbis. Since it was well known among the students, it was not removed when the Mishnah was formalized, as Morgan Avos points out. So what does he say? A person who learns Torah when he is a child, to what is he compared to ink written on new paper? When ink is written on fresh paper, it does not fade. Similarly, the Torah a person studies when he is young does not fade from his memory, as Rav and Rambam commentary points out. A person who learns when he is old, what is this compared to ink written on erased paper? Paper that is not new. When ink is written on paper that has been erased, the new writing can easily fade. Similarly, a person is often quick to forget what he studies when he is old, as Rambam and Rabbi Yonah points out. Nevertheless, it is still a great mitzvah for an elderly person to study Torah. Although he may forget much of what he learns, God will reward him for the effort he makes to study and understand the Torah. The Mishnah now talks about the student with the teacher. Rav Yossi, the son of Rav Yehuda, the leader of Kfar Bavli Omer, says a person who learns from youngsters, to what is he compared? To someone who eats unripe grapes and drinks wine from the wine press. Wine made from grapes that have not fully ripened is sour, and wine taken straight from the wine press is still mixed with pulp. Similarly, while youngsters may have learned a lot, their understanding is not yet fully developed, and their explanations are often sour. Unconvincing, as Rav points out, by Tosos Yontov, and like wine from the press, which may be sweet but is still filled with pulp, that is not yet settled, the knowledge of youngsters is filled with many questions that have not yet been clarified, Rav and Rambam point out. So this person who is young, someone who learns from the young, he's eating unripe grapes and drinks wine from the wine press. And a person who learns from the elders, to what is he compared? To someone who eats ripe grapes and drinks aged wine. The knowledge of elders is sweetened by a more mature understanding, and the questions that once troubled them have since been settled. Rebbe says, don't look at the bottle, but at what it contains. Don't judge a book by its cover, basically. There is sometimes a new bottle that is full of aged wine, and an old bottle that does not even have new wine in it. Similarly, there is sometimes a young scholar whose understanding is equal to that of more mature scholars, and there are sometimes an older scholar who lacks even the understanding of youngsters, as Rav and Rambam point out. Do not judge a wine by its bottle. Do not judge a book by its cover. Do not judge a Torah scholar by his age. But in general, in life, remember, when you are young, learn as much as you can, because it'll settle and sink into your consciousness, into your mind. There are other ones who learn from the young and learn from the elderly. You really should be learning from the sage, an elderly personal role model, a chacham, a zakein, someone who really has the wisdom, has the advice, has the knowledge. But in general, in life, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a person based on one thing. Don't judge a person based on one aspect, one negative aspect. If a person has a struggle, don't call them the alcoholic. Don't call them the drug. You don't call them the addict, the phone addict, the internet addict. Call them the person who has an addiction, who has a problem, who has a struggle. Someone who has a disability, don't call him the wheelchair person. Call him someone who happens to use and need a wheelchair. Don't call him the Down syndrome kid, the kid who happens to have Down syndrome. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't only focus on one aspect of a person. There are many elements to a person. There are many elements to those around us. It behooves us to remember these kind of things throughout all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about a few different things that takes a person out of this world here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.